Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about female predator. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, it's funny that females could be such big old creeps. They could molest any kind of child. They could do anything they want and they don't get punished. Yes, friends, women are such evil creatures in my opinion, but that's my opinion. But, you know, my opinion doesn't mean shit because I'm a man and men are stupid, right? But it is what it is. Yes, friends, it's okay for women to start being creeps. They could molest you. They could abuse you. They could kill you, but nothing happens. Oh, yes, friends, women are such evil creatures. Yeah, but what can you do, right? All you guys want to fuck these women. Yes, I want to get laid too, but these women do some fucked up things. Yeah, you don't believe me? Well, let me bring up a little thing. First, let me bring you a little taste of what I mean. Yeah, look at this chick. This chick is a pedophile. Well, technically speaking, she's a phoebephile because she likes fucking teenagers. A pedophile, someone that fucks someone that's not a teenager. Yeah, because this bitch says, well, the New York Post says, Florida nurse caught by husband having sex with her 15-year-old stepson loses medical license. Well, of course, and she's a not bad looking bitch, but yeah, you're not supposed to fuck kids. But don't worry, friends, this is just a little appetizer. Do you want to see the piece of resistance? Here we go. Yeah, look at this. It says worst pedophile in America. Yes, this bitch is worse than I am. Oh, and look how pretty she is. Yes, I would totally go fucking this chick, wouldn't you? Yeah, and then she loves children. Oh, yeah. Love, love, love. Spread that love. Well, let's see what homeboy here has to say about this lovely creature, right?
This woman could be one of the worst pedophiles in America. So, this is Sierra Robertson. She is from the Seattle area.
You know what? The thing about people from Seattle, Washington, I've met those people before, and I'm a California boy, so yeah, it's safe to say that those people from over there, they're fucking degenerates. Yes, I met pedophile before, and those people over there, yeah, they fall in that category. Ooh, such a beautiful person, and she has this dark, deep secret, so yeah, well, let's see how deep this fucking rabbit hole goes, right? This nigger is gross, just saying.
And recently authorities in Washington received a tip from an online chat service.
Yes, what a dumbass bitch. I bet she was using something like Snapchat. Yes, don't you know that Big Brother is listening to your conversation? So be careful what you say in post. If it's not encrypted, you be careful, because if you're doing shit like this dumb bitch, you get fucked. So take it from this bitch. Don't be stupid.
The contents of that tip were disturbing, to say the least. Sierra, who worked as an after-school STEM instructor, which...
And she's a teacher. Yeah, this chick is working with children because she's a pedophile and she wants to molest children. She wants to prey around her prey. Yes, fun times indeed. Yeah, that's the things you gotta worry about. The pedophiles are already caught, they're already caught. The ones you need to worry about, the ones that are hiding, usually they're gonna be your teachers, priests, hell, it could be even your wife. Yeah, just hence look at this chick. This chick is a fucking pedophile. So you don't think women could be pedophiles? He's like, you're stupid. Remember, women are the ones that are revolved around sex and reproduction. Yeah, so enjoy that shit, friends.
Yes, meant she worked directly with children, was chatting with men online about how much she loved to sexually abuse babies.
So this chick likes abusing babies. Yeah, I wonder why. Maybe because infants are so small and helpless, and she's a big ass adult. Yeah, she could have her way with these chitlins. Yeah, what a pretty little face, and it holds this diabolical mind. Yes, and she's there teaching the next generation what to do. Oh, friends, what a crazy world do we live in. And then they say the future is female. Oh, this is your future. If this is what you want, enjoy.
Chats also revealed the fact that Sierra had been trading CSAM or CP with other pedophiles online.
Oh, this bitch was trading child porn with other fucking perverts? Yeah, I wonder if she actually made some. Who knows? Women are fucking crazy and they do no harm, do they, right? Anyways.
And in the chat, she actually talked about how she preferred to molest babies because they essentially couldn't defend themselves.
Ooh, this chick is a kindred spirit. She likes fucking pain. Yeah, imagine the beautiful music I could do with her.
She also told these other pedophiles in these chats that she couldn't wait to have children of her own so that she could go on to molest them too.
Oh my god, I'm in love with her. Look at her. She's pretty and she has a beautiful mind. Oh man, I should find out where they're gonna lock her up so I could be her pen pal and just write to her and say all kinds of shit. Oh yes, when she gets out in like 50,000 years. Oh man, oh well, this chick is fucked. Remember friends, this is for entertainment purposes only and I'm just fucking around. Well, this chick wanted some young cock and now she's getting fucked, so enjoy, I guess.
Now, this case is somewhat unique because we don't really see female pedophiles of this caliber.
You know what, I suspect that there's more female pedophiles out there. It's just that now with the internet and all this other stuff, it's more seen now. Yeah, it's not like before where things was all hush-hush. Fuck around and find out. I'm loving it.
Usually when you see a news story like this, it's about a teacher who took advantage of a student. And I've covered many stories like this over the years, but this one is different because it's just so incredibly disturbing. Now, Sierra's bond was pretty high after she was initially arrested, but that bond was reduced to just $50,000, and she was able to pay that, and now Sierra is out of jail and just at her home.
That's some bullshit. They lowered her bond, and now she's up and about so she could do her shit? That is bullshit! Yes, friends, if you or I would have done the same thing, guess what? We would be in jail right now, and we wouldn't have got bailed out, and we would have been been fucked with. Yeah, you think your cellie or whatever is not going to be doing things to you? Yes, they don't like fucking creeps in prison. So, guess what? You're going to get fucked. And these women think they could do whatever the hell they want. But I think the fucking round and find out phase is starting to begin, so yeah, the party will begin once Zed arrives. Let's continue.
I'm going to keep following and reporting on this story because these, once again, are the people that are just out there. These are the people that are around you at all times, and people like this are drawn to positions where they're put with children, working with children.
You see, these pedophiles shouldn't be in these positions. But of course, this is a woman and she could do what the hell they want. Yes, women shouldn't have rights. I'm telling you, they need to repeal the 19th. Yeah, she should be in the kitchen fucking making babies. But in her case, she'll be molesting her own fucking children. So what are you going to do with this bitch? Just lock her up? Yeah, or maybe just put in the forced breeding program and just remove all the fucking children from her. And just keep her as a fucking breeding mare, you know? That's my future. If I was fucking President Gonzo, that's what I'll be implementing, but whatever, right? Enjoy.
Because they know that they have an extensive bank of children to draw from. And it's unknown at this point if she actually has abused any children. All those details are still sealed and under wraps. But
I bet you $10 this fucking chick did fucking touch kids. Yeah, you think she hasn't? Oh yeah, women do all kinds of fucked up shit, but fucking people don't believe me. They think I'm full of shit, but whatever, let's continue.
I'm gonna continue to report on this story because these issues are important to keep talking about, and it's important to expose these people. We do not have harsh enough penalties for individuals like this in America. And only through raising awareness can we hopefully change something in the future.
Yeah, I thought that's gonna help. These people are embedded in every fucking forms of government and in positions of power. Yeah, remember Biden? Remember what he was doing? Oh no, he wasn't doing it. Remember his kid? Hunter Biden, the shit that he was doing? There's video on that shit. Even the elites do it. Remember Epstein? Yeah, all these people are into this shit from the highest all to the lowest. But because the low people are downstairs, they get fucked because they don't have money or power. Like this chick? I'm sure she'll get a slap on the wrist just because she's a woman and she's beautiful. Yeah, she's not gonna go to prison. She's gonna just get a slap on the wrist and she'll be out. She'll probably be a teacher in another fucking state and lather, rinse, and repeat. Yeah, fucking insane, but that's the world that we live in. Some people get away with anything and everything, including murder, or in this case, molestation. But when fucking anyone else, like you or I, you barely fart, and they want to lock you up and throw away the key. Or even worse, execute you. Yes, men are pieces of shit while women are not. Ain't that funny? I really hate double standards, but that's the world that we live in. But that's okay, because sooner or later this shit's gonna stop. Yeah, war is around the corner, and these fucktards think that this stuff is gonna stay the same. It's like that until it's not, so friends, get stronger and don't let this shit get to you. Yes, things will get better after we go over this hurdle, of course. Well, goodbye, friends.
In November 2013, a Ukrainian Jewish woman, Elena Zakusilo, appeared on a TV program in Ukraine. It was an entertainment interview show called Lie Detector, in which contestants' answers are monitored for being true or false.
Сколько лет в армии провели?
Шесть.
Шесть лет? Вы профессиональный военный?
Да.
Вы продолжаете работать на израильские спецслужбы?
Да.
Вот, внимание, вопрос. Вы убивали людей?
Да. Правда. Первого раза был очень большой стресс. Пошла. Помню, сейчас бросила этот автомат, сказала, никуда не пойду. Пошла.
Записатися в ряды військовослужбовців.
Понимаете, да, что после того, как программа выйдет в эфир, это станет известно?
В крайнем случае, если то, что-то случится, могу уехать туда. У меня даже фамилия там разная. Здесь и там.
Да?
Да.
Внимание, вопрос. Ради того, чтобы не жить дома с родителями, вы готовы вернуться в армию и дальше убивать врагов? Приходилось стрелять в детей?
Да.
Сколько людей вы убили?
Я не знаю.